An audio excerpt of Willow's Walk by Rusty Blackwood. This material is copyrighted and all rights is reserved by author. We begin with a portion of the prologue. What drives a woman's train of thought, impelling her toward licentious acts that often bring nothing but heartache? Does lifestyle matter, or the way in which someone is brought up? The answers may be found by tracing a family tree, studying the roots of those who came before with hope of finding some particle of explanation. Possibly choices made long ago still guide the present, remaining in the shadow of the one who now moves forward. If these answers were truly known, it might explain the reasoning behind the course one chooses to take. Yet that is part of life's mystery, and what allows each and every one to walk their own path. Willow Lane Sutherland Crosby was a middle-aged woman of Celtic descent, now well into her 55th year. For quite some time she had felt her age, but was still blessed with a youthful appearance, something that her vanity had given thanks for many times. It even brought her accolades when the fact was divulged that she was a grandmother three times over, having reached that plateau for the first time at the ripe old age of 44. She'd often pondered the reason for this fortuitous blessing, as well as the reason she had been chosen to receive it. But her grandchildren's tireless energy might have been a huge contributing factor in the fountain of youth that she so enjoyed, for they consistently tweaked her interest and never settled for the excuse, "Not right now, dear. Grandma's too tired." But the bitter days of the long Canadian winter were taking their toll on her body, yet she rose each morning to face whatever that day threw her way. Her job as a private home cleaner was not an easy one, and from Tuesday through Friday she diligently cared for each client's home as if she were tenderly caring for her own, leaving them spotless on departure. She had conducted this service for many years, but the last few had grown increasingly difficult. Her health was no longer cooperating, and she often found herself sitting more than standing, yet she carried on, for she had no choice. The prior year had witnessed her 30-year marriage to Jonas Crosby hit the rocks in the same fashion as a storm-tossed vessel smashes upon a hidden reef. For quite some time she had felt the approach of its demise. They both had, yet neither cared enough to secure the help required if they were to salvage even a minute fragment of what they had once shared. Stubborn actions toward an amiable compromise can be a terrible flaw within a personality, but when it's doubled, the result is complete and utter gridlock. They might have considered counseling, yet to Jonas, who considered every cent he owned further lining to his impenetrable coffer, the thought of a marriage counselor seemed a frivolous waste of hard-earned money. But to Willow, who had tried her utmost to make the marriage work, it simply admitted failure, something her pride would not allow. So they did nothing. Up to this point, their marriage had been a fairly good one, with Jonas at the helm and Willow doing her best as first mate. Never once did she look upon that role as if it were secondary in any way. In fact, many times it was she who did the main navigating when the marriage waters got rough. But even her best-laid plans could not hold them on course once they realized the ship was going down, and the unsettling fact was that neither cared. It was the most heart-wrenching reality of it all. For three despairing years they had labored, trying desperately to salvage the bond they had once thought unbreakable. The early years of their marriage had been hard, yet regardless of what came and went, they remained steadfast and loyal, realizing that all marriages go through trying times, even the best of them. And they were no exception to the rule, even though they had married in their early 20s when a lot of their friends were still diligently furthering their education. And with the minor exception of a 12-month separation 10 years in, they had managed to jump the largest hurdles and carry on. They endured, not because a marriage license instructed them to, but because they loved each other. Looking back, it had not always been that way, at least for Willow, for her life leading up to her first encounter with Jonas had been anything but serene.